Hello there, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast from Family Bible, a ministry of Christian Family Reformation. I'm your host, Christian Horseman, and it's my prayer that as you and your family study God's Word together, you'll find this broadcast to be a blessing to your souls and an inspiration to grow in your relationship with the Lord Jesus. So without any further delay, let's get started. Today we're taking a closer look at the 43rd Psalm. Many commentators try to make this psalm a part of the last one, but by doing so they have failed to see that the general tone in this composition becomes more gladsome and hopeful than in the one preceding it. The thirsty deer of Psalm 42 verse 1 is now on its way to the refreshing water brooks. The psalmist is claiming his right to refreshment, and he is anticipating it as if it were already at his very lips. The gloom of night and of morning would be exchanged for light, favor, and truth. The fulfillment of the promises made to him would quickly show that he has not been forgotten. Very soon the Lord would be his jubilee song, the joy of his joy. And the harp would celebrate the well-pleased face of the Father who once seemed to be so far away. To Christ and his people, the highest gladness spoken of in verse 4 comes from the altar with its accepted sacrifice. Christ risen and Christ ascended are pointed out thereon. And it is in his resurrection and ascension that we see the sacrifice accepted, and our hearts are in true joy. No doubt this same source of joy is to be opened up to us even more fully at his second coming. On that day, all his and our enemies shall be put under him. The Lord Jesus will never cast off any of those who trust in him, no matter how many fears they may have of their own state. We need nothing more to make us happy than the good that flows from God's favor and promise. The Holy Spirit of light and truth makes up for the absence of Christ's bodily presence as he guides us in the way to heaven. Let us pray earnestly that the Lord would send forth the truth of his word and the light of his spirit to lead us into the way of holiness, peace, and salvation. The desire of the Christian, like that of the psalmist in distress, is to be saved from sin as well as sorrow, to be taught in the way of righteousness by the light of heavenly wisdom which shines in Jesus Christ, and to be led by this light and truth to the New Jerusalem above. And this concludes our study today in the 43rd Psalm. Thank you so much, my friends, for tuning in to today's broadcast from Family Bible. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, and I invite you to join me again here tomorrow, Lord willing, and continue experiencing the richness of His precious Word with your family. If you found this resource to be a blessing to you today, please share it with someone you know, and consider taking a moment to leave a comment and tell others what you found edifying. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube so you'll never miss a new broadcast. And feel free to visit my website, ChristianFamilyReformation.com, for inspiration and encouragement in your family's walk with the Lord. I'm your host, Christian Horseman, and I want to thank you again for tuning in today. May the Lord inspire you to live life today in light of eternity. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.